This is the Coach Brennan Marion Show, brought to you by Jay Resort, the newest casino and resort in Reno. Jay Resort has special discounts available for Sacramento State football fans. Just go to jayresortreno.com and use promo code SAC0906. Now, here's Coach Marion with D-Lo and KC.
Coach, what's happening, man? How you feeling?
Feeling awesome. I like that. I like that intro. That beat was kind of...
Yeah, we got you, Coach.
It was hitting a little
bit.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Excited for this season to get underway for you, man. Coach, it feels like we've been talking to you for a long time. This has got to be the biggest off season in Sac State University history. Is that a different type of pressure headed into start to a season when you have an off season like you had?
Me and KC talked about it last night. I think in the off season, we just did our job, you know, better than anybody in the country. When you say, can you be the absolute best? Can you be number one? We were number one in recruiting. That's just our job in the offseason, is to recruit and try to bring in the best crop of kids that we can as coaches. And I think our coaching staff did a really good job of, you know, going out and acquiring talent and bringing players here, obviously bringing 70 players here to Sacramento State. So I think really, you know, all the hype came from the results. It was really the results and the buzz that came from, okay, these guys really went out and recruited at a high level. And, you know, that's just our job when it's the offseason. That's what we're supposed to do.
Having so much turnover in the roster and so many new players, like it wasn't just guys that you had coached at UNLV, but it was just a collection of different players from around the country. The old adage is that's going to take time for players to gel. It's going to take time for chemistry and everything like that. But every time I watch one of the episodes of Go-Go Football, when I go to the practice or something like that, seems like these guys are already kind of locked in. Do you have that type of feeling with this group as well, where they've been able to gel relatively quickly considering there's so many new faces and moving parts?
Yeah, I told our players and I told our staff, you got to go from strangers to friends, friends to cousins, cousins to brothers. And, you know, I think that's where we're at right now. We're at that stage of where guys really feel like when they look to the left and the right, like, man, I'd be willing to die for this dude and put it on the line for him. And, you know, I'm excited for our guys to get the opportunity to show how close we are as a team and how we play together and how we've gelled throughout this offseason. And like you said, I mean, we got kids from the deep south. We got kids from Hawaii, California, Texas, you know, everywhere. And these kids have, you know, done a really good job of gelling together and, you know, embracing their differences and learning from each other. It's actually been really cool to see guys learn different things, you know, an East Coast guy versus a West Coast guy, a South guy versus, you know. So, you know, to me, that's America, you know, a blended group of people, you know, searching, you know, to try to, you know, win and or you know, accomplish a dream. And so I'm excited for our team and really blessed on how fast they came together.
Coach KC mentioned Go-Go Football. You got the chain on that says Go-Go. Go-Go Sacramento has kind of been the moniker. Can you define that? Can you define what Go-Go means for Sac State football this season?
Yeah, Go-Go really started off as a high school coach and then, you know, a lot like – you know, everybody says, like, how do you win so fast and what do you do and all, you know, that type of stuff that people might put out there. But really the Go-Go name came from, you know, being at Howard, having the biggest upset in college football history at UNLV. And then everybody, you know, when I walked around everywhere, you're like the Go-Go guy, you know, like you Go-Go offense and that type of thing. And so instead of, you know, for years, I kind of like tried to push that away, shy that to the side, like, you know, I don't want to be known as that. And then, you know, I said, you know what, I'm going to just embrace that. That's what everybody calls me. That's what I'm known for, the offense. And so we'll be embraced that. But what it means here at Sac State is, you know, it's awesome now to, because I've always, you know, I grew up playing defense and being on the defensive side of the ball. And when I was a high school head coach, you know, our defense was a very violent, fierce defense. So I'm excited to, you know, now be able to have an impact on the defensive side of the ball and in special teams. And if you looked at my track record as a offensive coordinator, I was always celebrating with the defensive guys when they got interceptions and sacks and big plays. And I'm excited for what Coach Patton has brought to our defense and our defensive coaches. And, you know, we're just Go-Go Sacramento, you know, period. We're about whatever we need to do, offense, defense, special teams, to be 1 point better than the other team at the end of the game.
You know, Coach, I'm a flashy guy. I loved Deion Sanders when I was growing up. I didn't play football, but if I played football, I probably would have been a DB, you know, and I would have had all the gear and all this other stuff. But as I learned about the game more and more, I understand that the game is won in them trenches with them big dogs down there. And when looking at your roster, when looking at you guys in practice, those big guys on both the offensive line and defensive line, they look like they're ready to go, and they look like they can get nasty. How are you feeling about the trenches, the offensive line, the defensive line, and everything that you've been able to cook up with this roster during summer and fall camp?
Yeah, I mean, we're old school country, you know, down south type of team when it comes to our trenches as far as the violence. In our trenches, I think the first thing we did is we had to bring in violent people and guys that, you know, liked confrontational football, you know, in the trenches. We got a lot of down south D linemen that, you know, really love D-line play and, you know, old school with it. And then, you know, our O-line was like, man, I really got to bring it every day going against these guys, because not only is our one D-line good, our two D-line good, our third D-line is good, our fourth D-line, you know, got some heat to it. So really that was the most important thing for me. You know, like, we've been able to manufacture points with all types of different skill guys and different skill sets. Not all of them were first round picks. Some of them were JUCO guys with no offers. And, you know, so I know that we could schematically scheme things up, but you can't scheme up the physicality of what happens in the trenches. You have to have that type of physicality up front if you want to be a team that holds up trophies, a team that wins conference championships. That was our goal this offseason, to bring in the type of guys that we did in the trenches.
And it looks like all of those recruits, I think Casey mentioned, was 70-plus transfers that came in. We joked. You just wiped out the whole football team and was like, nah, we're going to start this over. Shout out to the six guys that made it. But it was pretty split between the offensive and defensive end. And to hear you talk about the trenches and all of that, it's interesting, because you're the ones that were, you talk about flashy, the ones that got everybody's attention, got us talking, got the national media talking, was Jaden Rashada, the quarterback. You got the running back and Jamar Curtis. So to hear you talk about the trenches and the ugly stuff in football is pretty dope, considering the two biggest recruits that got the most attention were the flashy guys on the offensive end.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way football is. Everybody loves the quarterback. But somebody has to protect the quarterback. And then obviously if you can affect the quarterback, you know, then it's hard for them to win. You know, yeah. When I game plan as a coach, all I look at is, can we block the guys up front, mm-hmm. right? If we can block the guys up front, then we can run all the plays that we have, you know, we can run all the cool plays. We can do kind of whatever we want. Mm-hmm. But if we can't block the guys up front, then it's like, it gets really hard on trying to be creative and trying to find ways to make plays work when you know that it's probably a, you know, if you can't control the first level, you can't get much done. And so, that's where, to me, I learned, at the stops that I've been at, the teams that we were really good and the teams that, you know, the championship teams I've been a part of, you know, we were really good in the trenches, you know, skill guys. You know, it's a revolving door, you know, as far as skill guys and who's going to show up and who's going to be consistent. But that O-line and D-line is what you need to move an offense or a defense forward.
And, Coach, you talk about that D-line, and you're like, our first unit is good, our second unit is good, third unit, fourth. You know where else I feel like I see that on that roster is that running back room. My goodness. If you got the quote-unquote starter, but you might have a situation where four of those guys end up getting carries in the game. Five of those guys end up getting carries, and there's no breaks. You know, like, they all can take it to the house, or they all are physical with the way they run the football. Is that what you envision for the ground game in that offense?
Yeah, absolutely. I think our offensive scheme makes running backs excited, because we're a two-back, 21, 20 personnel type of team where we use a lot of multiple running backs, and we've had a lot of success in doing that. It's definitely different for running backs, as you know, most guys come from a system where it's one guy in the game, he dominates the ball, and it's a lot like Little League, I tell him. But we prepare guys for, you know, blocking, catching, running. You know, they can do everything in our offense. They can line up at receiver, tight end, in the backfield, fullbacks. You know, we use fullbacks. So I'm excited for our guys to show the versatility that they have, maybe that they weren't able to show at their previous school or, you know, where they came from, because it was just the one back, you know, just run downhill. Mm-hmm. You know, our guys are going to do a lot of different things for us, you know, in the passing game, blocking for the guy, doing all types of stuff. So I'm excited for our running back room. Coach AC has done a really good job with those guys from the standpoint of, you know, he's been in the NFL locker room. He knows what it looks like to be around top tier quality running backs, and he's been able to give those guys a good, you know, dose of confidence to know that you guys could be Sunday guys. And so excited for our running back room for sure.
I feel like a good running back opens up so much for a team's offense, in the sense of, you know, we were talking about this the other day, like a good running back can be like an offensive lineman for a quarterback. You know, the threat of a run can protect your quarterback. How much does having a guy like Jamar Curtis change, you know, what you can do offensively with these guys? Or I don't want to just center in on Jamar, that whole running back room that you just talked about right there.
Yeah, I mean, all these guys are like high caliber players. You know, obviously Jamar being one of the top running backs coming back in FCS, is going to be the headliner and an All-American. He can take it to the house at any point from receiver or running back or kick return or punt return. Then you have Savion Redd, who played Wildcat quarterback at Texas, ran the ball, played receiver, started games at receiver as a freshman, went to Reno and was a really good running back for them there last year. And then you have Rodney Hammond, who won a championship at Pitt. He's protected Kenny Pickett in the pocket as a freshman, ran the ball against Clemson in big games, and, you know, scored touchdowns in conference championship games and been in big bowl games. So, and then we got some young heat. You know, we got Jaquil out of Florida. I mean, that dude is, every time he gets the ball, everybody is like, ooh and ah. You know, he gets you out of your seat. He can make the big runs. We got Damian from Colorado State that came to us. I mean, he's another guy that can get up, and if he gets a crease, it's going to be a touchdown. He can really run. And then we have, you know, the old veteran in the room. We call him Uncle Sam out there, Sam Adams, who was at Washington when they won, you know, those championships, and we're rolling, protecting Michael Penix back there. So we have a good, really, really good, solid room of guys that understand that they're there to help the quarterback in protection. They're also there to help the, you know, help the receivers. I always say a great running back helps the receivers. Now we're in one-on-one matchups, because if they don't put an extra safety in the box, then we're going to be able to run the ball for a lot of yards. So we're excited for those guys. And I know the O-line is ready to block for those guys and open up holes. They get excited to just, you know, see, these guys are must-see TV. So we're excited for that running back room for sure.
100%, man. Coach Marion, head coach of Sac State football, and during the break when we were just talking,
Coach did not trade Micah Parsons. By
he
the
did
way.
Not.
That was not. That was not Coach Marion that traded Micah Parsons said, to the Packers. We'll get back to that.
Paxton, I'm about to call Jerry Jones' grandson Paxton and coach at Texas and be like, "Bro, what y'all doing, man?"
That was wild. Yeah. But Damian was talking during the break. He's like, "Man, Coach with a style, he gonna have everybody around here looking like cowboys, because Coach has a hat, you know, he got the jeans, he got the boots." A cowboy company, is that your company, or are you just kind of affiliated with them?
Yeah, I've just been affiliated with them. I like to do designs and all that type of deal. I think, you know, obviously A Cowboy now has a couple guys on the rodeo circuit and girls, and so I think that company will continue to blow up. But I really have loved, like, you know, I've always had an affinity for the country. You know, I grew up with a unique experience. In the summer times, I would go to Virginia and I have to get water from the well, go to bathroom in the outhouse, catch fish to eat. You know,
that's too goddamn country, Coach. That's a little extra. Yeah.
So people, you know, like, oh, he's a city guy. Like, yeah, during the school year, I was in the city with my mom in Pittsburgh. But in the summertime, I would go to Virginia and the country. And I've always, you know, I never was into cowboy hats until I got to, you know, Texas, but I was always into cowboy boots and gator boots. I always thought that, you know, the whole Carhartt shirts and Timberlands and, you know, like, just the country swag was kind of my deal. So, you know, I think that company is going to get rolling here shortly.
No doubt.
Shaboozy live at Sac State at some point this season. I'm sure.
That ticket's too high for Shaboozy.
Hey, that's facts.
Man, that's facts. His NIL's too high. Yeah, I don't know.
I hear you. Yeah, yesterday's price is not today's price for my man.
I don't even know if UT could get your boozy right.
I don't know. That man was out there with Beyonce. Like, you can't get your boozy no more.
That ticket's different.
Hey, Coach, man, good luck. Good luck. We're excited for you. We're excited for, we just got an alert from our man Chris Biederman, Luke Wood out at Cal Expo right now, trying to get the stadium on lock, trying to get that whole revamp thing going on right now. So we're excited for what's ahead. We're already making our plans. We're going to be at this one. We're going to be at this one. Yeah, you're going to see us outside this year, Coach.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Love to have you on my soul. Appreciate y'all. Yes.